Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get back to your calls here in just a sec. A lot of you want to weigh in. Steve Kerr at 5. But take a listen to this, because a lot of you didn't get to hear it after the game. This is at the podium, and it's become sort of a little bit of a thing for sure in recent weeks. This is Jimmy Butler and Buddy Hield after the game together.
Buddy and Jimmy, we haven't done nothing yet.
Draymond declared that tonight Jimmy became Batman and Buddy went from Alfred to Robin. Do you guys have any comments on that declaration?
No.
I'll start out.
No.
I'm Batman today. I saved the day. He's still Robin.
All right. Well, I'm still Robin, yes. And Steph's still Batman. And Buttered is still who he is.
I mean, Buttered.
It's okay. But you had another good game, man. Except for that stupid thing you did at the beginning of the game when you didn't have on the right shorts. It's not real Robin and or Batman-like.
Buddy, what happened with the wardrobe malfunction?
Jimmy switched it out. That's it was Jimmy's fault.
Okay.
Jimmy switched it out, and that's what happens. I was looking for my shorts, and I thought it was the right one. He said, yo, put these on. It was the right. And that was the...
That's what you're going with?
Yeah, I'm going. Jimmy, it was Jimmy's fault. His locker is next to my locker. I was looking for my shorts. He said, yo, I can't find my shorts. Oh, I see there. And I put them on, and it looked just alike. And after that, I got a fine for it. So it's cool. It was Jimmy's fault. Blame Jimmy.
I mean, obviously, you know there's always so much responsibility on you, but when you see Steph go down...
Responsibility in the shorts, too. Like I'm telling you, a lot of responsibility on him. He's not doing his job.
When you see Steph go down, what does that communicate to you? What are you trying to... And then what did you see from Buddy when Steph goes down?
Yeah, I saw Butter be aggressive and make some timely shots and get stops in a big way. I think we all want 30 back. That is for sure. But we want him to do his best for himself, best for our group in the long run, in the long haul. And until then, we can hold down the fort. I know we can.
Jimmy, you've been through these types of things before. What psychologically happens to a player? You put everything into this and then you can't play. Like, what is going through?
It's tough. You know, one of the greatest to ever do it. And he wants to be out there. I think he knows, and we know, how much easier the game is for us whenever he's hooping at a high level. But I think we're all prepared to compete and win without him. We don't want to, but we are prepared, and we may have to. So we'll see what it all means and what it all says come tomorrow.
Draymond mentioned that you two guys were kind of going back and forth in the huddle even. Do you feed off? I mean, we've seen you guys go back and forth. You're doing it right now.
Ask him why he's going back and forth.
Why were you going back and forth?
Because I'm not going to say exactly what I say in the locker room, but when I got a mismatch in the post, don't cut. Stay on the perimeter.
If you got a mismatch, you ain't going to score the ball.
I am going to score the ball. I can't score the ball when you cut into my space. You're a shooter. You're not even a cutter.
Bro, you seen it score
you
the ball.
Saw what happened when you shot a layup in the first quarter? Smokey Robinson, that's exactly what you did. Use the backboard, too. Exactly.
Do you guys feed off of this, though? I mean, is it like when you can do this, does it translate to what happens on the court?
It actually does, because I respect Butter so much because he knows whatever I'm saying.
My name is Buddy.
But that's short for Buttered. He knows what I'm saying is always towards winning. Same thing that Draymond does and everybody. And you can talk to whoever you want to talk to like that in the moment, and then you move past it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we had another something in the huddle. He was like, you know what, you're right. And we move on because the main goal is to win. He understands that I just want to win. I understand that he just want to win. So we're able to talk to each other.
Perhaps.
You guys, Gary compared you to bickering brothers, and you're the little annoying brother, and you're the older brother.
And what Gary is?
I don't know. Maybe he's the middle brother.
The clumsy one. Always doing the dumbest stuff ever.
You literally wore the wrong shorts. The audacity.
Do you think that this creates kind of a little family environment?
Yeah. I think we really do enjoy being around each other. We really do enjoy when somebody else is playing great. And whenever everybody else is shining, everybody's happy. So it's a good feeling that to have this energy.
And did this energy and relationship kind of help your, I mean, you when you got here, it seemed like it didn't take long for you to be part of the group.
We had to make sure he got his joy back because somehow he lost his joy. We're not going to say where he lost his joy, but somehow he lost his joy.
Why do you keep doing this? Do you even know what these are called? What are they called?
Two fingers. Are we done?
No.
Oh, no.
Wow. Jimmy, how Steph's obviously a very unique player, not just how good he is, but the way he plays. With him out, it seems like the offense has to change the way it functions. Mm-hmm. And obviously a lot of it's through you. How do you see what the offense needs to do? How would you describe what the offense needs to do if he's out for a couple of games?
Ball just needs to move a lot more. Find the open guy, attack closeouts, get into the paint. And I guess it's going to be my job to draw a little bit more attention. Probably not as much as Steph does draw, but I got to find a way to score and get everybody else involved.
Jimmy, your belief in this team is steadfast, but to see this team win without Steph, a game one on the road in Minnesota in the semifinals, what does that do for this team?
I've said it before. Any team with me on it, I think, has a chance. And I know that any team with Steph on it does have a chance. And my guys believe it, too. They work so hard at their craft every single day. They don't shy away from any moment, from any matchup. They'll do whatever you ask them to do to make sure that we have a chance of winning. And we're going to need all hands on deck if 30's not ready to go.
Jimmy, you've always played within the construct of the team. You never really wanted to stand out, but in other stops, you've had to be a high-usage guy. Are you prepared to take on that responsibility again?
If I have to. I'm not a volume shooter. Never have been. Probably never will be. But I'm going to play the right way. If my guys is open, I'm going to pass it, and I'm going to yell, shoot it. And if they don't shoot it, I'm probably going to yell at them for not shooting the ball. And I'm just going to have to be efficient. I'm going to have to play hard. I know I'm going to have a lot of minutes coming my way. I train for this. Are we ready for it?
Jimmy, Steve said Buddy is a two-way player now. Like, how tough was it for you to mold him into that?
Me mold him? You know what? I do be frying him one-on-one, don't I?
You perhaps.
Yeah.
He had his moments.
I ain't gonna lie. Butter has been stepping up big time on the defensive side of the ball, for sure, to start out the games. And it's crazy because I think you had 2 points to half?
2 points, yeah.
But his defense was off the charts. And you got the toughest matchup in guarding Anthony Edwards. And then he came back still guarding at a high level and creating and making shots. Two-way player is a stretch, but Buttered is – he's been key. He's been key.
I'm nice.
For both of you guys, Buddy, you finished with 8 rebounds. Jimmy, you came out and had 6 offensive rebounds in the first half. Just the mentality against this bigger team going up and getting those rebounds.
I think the mindset was boxing out Rudy Gobert. He got a fair share of them, but just boxed him out. We know what he did in the Lakers series and how effective he was. And we had guys was doing their work early to prevent that. And just got to keep on continuing the boards. If we can continue the boards and get out and play our basketball and put the ball in Jimmy's hands like we've all been talking about, and just trust him to make the right play, I think we'll be in good shape.
Jimmy, there was some hype about you coming back playing here for the first time since 2021. Did you notice the light boos and the response?
That doesn't bother me. But people do have to wash their mouth. You know, it's cool with the boos and all of that stuff, but you calling people out of their names and all of that stuff, which I can hear.
What'd they say?
You want me to repeat it?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to repeat it. Yeah. It's not good. That's unnecessary. The boos, I get it. I understand. Let's just keep it at that.
Yeah, watch your mouth.
Thanks, little bro.
Thanks, Buttered.
Yeah, watch your mouth.
Watch your mouth.
Pretty funny.
I mean,
Buttered.
You could eat that with a spoon over the
sink, buddy.
Late at night. I mean, that is just, I don't know, man. And you know, some people are like, man, Jimmy is hard on Buddy. I listened to that, and Jimmy's only been here for 3 months, and they sound like they've been friends since they were 5 years
right?
old.
That's a good way to put it, yeah.
That is the best thing in life. If you can find friends who can talk to each other that way, and like nothing is ever serious, because actually at the bottom of it, everything is always serious.
Right.
In other words, that's love. They like that at the core of all of those jokes is nothing but respect, or else you wouldn't talk to people that way.
Right. And I do also think that they understand that at the bottom of it, nothing is serious at the same time.
Right.
Like if you think about what they're doing, they make a lot of money playing basketball, bouncing a leather object and trying to throw it through a metal hoop. And that's what they're doing. And they're entertainers and they want to win and everybody wants the same thing. And Buddy shows up with the wrong shorts on. And
it's perfect.
Just as we're listening
it's
to that,
just perfect.
I'm going back through my mind and thinking about that whole sequence and the way the Minnesota staff was the ones who were like they start pointing at
right.
it, like he's in the wrong shorts. And coming up at 5, we'll ask Steve Kerr about all the different ways that he's had a delay of the game called against his team and all the times he's had to use a timeout.
I mean,
this had to be the first time ever that he had to use a timeout for a wardrobe malfunction.
I love the term wardrobe malfunction. It started when Justin Timberlake yep. and Janet Jackson did their thing at the Super Bowl years ago. And here it is again. So, yeah, Steve Kerr is at 5. Back to your calls coming up next. Does the last night feel like a win or a loss? A lot of you want to weigh in. Stay where you are. Aaron, Paul, Miguel, Trevor, we're coming. Warrior Wednesday brought to you by Freeman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Freeman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. We're also sponsored by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water. It's Willard and Dibb.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Butler with the ball. Guarded by Reed. Shot clock at 10. Butler pass to Payton. Left corner. Three's on the way. Got it! A huge shot by GP2. 93-81. Gary Payton the second with his second triple of the night.
Dub Nation, this is GP2. My coach Steve Kerr joins Willard and Dibs right here on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, in 42 minutes, he does. Dude, nice shot from the corner last night, GP2.
Really nice.
That was a big one.
Big.
That was huge.
Kind of stemmed the tide.
Oh, T-Wolves were coming now.
They were.
My fault.
I mean, there were a few moments where it was like, oh, God.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Well, that's the NBA.
Well, especially when you're without the chef.
I know.
And right. I taught my daughter last night. I'm like, the chef. She was into it. She's in that mode now at 2.5 where she'll repeat everything.
I know, but you taught it to her as he's about to not play basketball for a week?
It was before he got hurt.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Don't try to say that she was the jinx.
Oh.
I was like, yeah, the chef.
No, not her.
The chef.
You.
I get it now.
Because we jinx people.
Because you taught her.
Yeah, and you're screaming the chef.
Fade the dimmer.
As soon as that happened. And then he heads to the locker room so he can cry. Good Lord.
Yeah, she was crying too.
That's it's bothering me. Yeah, right? Why don't you just keep doing things the way you were doing them, will you?
Well, we were doing them last series. You know, she was like, "I like the red team," and I said, "Go to your room," because we weren't doing the red team. We're not doing the red team.
I want to hear Mila do Warriors.
Yeah,
come out to play.
I'll get that on tape for you. She's into it. She's almost three, and she's into like parent mode. Where,
Oh God.
And yeah.
Hey.
It's funny because yesterday there was a dog barking and I was like, shut up, dog. And from the back seat, shut up, dog. I was like, ooh, okay. I better watch it.
We're going to go back to
shut the up.
Steve Kerr in 40 minutes. I'd like to read you a Magic Johnson tweet.
I love Magic.
Magic tweets are fun. And we always have to give everybody a little bit of an explanation. So if you don't know what Magic on Twitter is, it's usually like, hi, everybody. I woke up. And the sun was out, and my name is Magic, end of tweet. Like, it's painfully obvious, and usually just ends without any substance that it seems like it's building toward. That's Magic on Twitter. His tweet about the Warriors last night.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. First of all, he would like to pray that the Steph Curry injury is not too bad and hopes that he doesn't miss too many games. But then he said this. What do you make of it? Jimmy Butler, the first sentence is absolutely the most classic Magic thing ever. Jimmy Butler led the Warriors with 20 points and 11 rebounds, while Buddy Held added 24 points to take game one over the Timberwolves.
My name is Buddy.
99-88. So
he's a box score. He basically gave you the box score recap.
In case you missed the game.
Oh, my God.
And thought to yourself, I don't know what happened in the Warrior game. Hey, honey, we should go to Magic Johnson's Twitter feed so you can find out what happened in the game. So you got that. But he goes on.
Mm.
What makes the Warriors so tough is they have the best coach in the league, Steve Kerr. And he showed that last night with his offensive and defensive game plans. The Warriors are also the smartest team in the NBA, with the highest basketball IQ and leaders, Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy. This is why they beat the Timberwolves last night.
Because they've got a higher basketball IQ and a great coach. It wasn't because they played great defense and that Minnesota could not shoot.
No, and Steph was barely even in the game.
Right.
He barely played.
He played 13 minutes.
Yeah, he helped him get a lead.
And no acknowledgement of Jimmy going 7 for 20 or Buddy going 7 for 19?
No. Hey. No. Well,
I saved the day.
Yeah. But, Buddy Held did.
Yeah.
Buddy Held.
My name is Buddy.
I know.
But I'm Batman.
But your last name is Held.
You saved the day after you kind of... You lost the day in many ways.
Perhaps.
And, yeah, if Minnesota wasn't so bad early in that game, then we wouldn't be celebrating Butters going 7 of 19.
But is it Butters or Buttered?
What it's Buttered, yeah, Buttered.
Buttered.
Yeah.
Like toast.
Yep.
I think it's Buttered.
It's Buttered.
Yeah.
Yeah. Buddy.
The audacity.
That's my favorite from Jimmy. The audacity.
Yeah, I'm gonna
the way he pronounces it perfectly.
I'm going to have a hard time doing legals now and not calling this an audacity sports station.
Yeah.
I might have to mix that in now.
The audacity.
Yeah, thank you, Jimmy.
The audacity.
That's right. You wore the wrong shorts.
Perhaps.
Buttered.
Right. And I just was watching the highlight, quote unquote.
The highlight.
And you see Coach Finch like, either somebody on the staff or he realized it, and he runs over at the ref, and he's pointing at yeah, Buttered.
By the way, I get triggered by that.
Coach Snitch.
People's like, don't. This happened to me once. No, this happened to me once in the Pony League playoffs. This is when we still live down in Southern California. Forever. And this is way stupider than what happened last night, because last night's actually an NBA player, and I think you're supposed to wear the standard issue shorts. I'm pretty sure that's a rule. You know, in CYO, people come out there wearing God knows what every single game.
Yeah.
Right? But
little Jenny forgot her uniform. Can she wear a blue shirt? She'll be double zero.
Yeah, whatever. Fine. It's fine. Like, my kid makes the 8-year-old, 9-year-old all-star team, and they have me be an assistant coach. So you get these jerseys that are standard issue for the all-star team.
Yep.
So we all put our jerseys on, and we're going to go out there, and we're going to coach little kids.
8-year-olds. Yep.
8-year-olds. Well, your boy is wearing Under Armour sweats because, I don't know, I'm going to a Little League game, and I put on a pair of sweats with my jersey. Go through the whole warm-up period with all the kids. Take infield, little Bobby, little Jimmy, don't hurt anybody. Get off the field. Game's just about to start. Umpire walks over to me. Sir? You're going to have to leave the field.
Mm.
Why? You're not wearing baseball pants. I said, well, that's good because I'm not playing baseball today.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm here to gather 8-year-olds and make sure they don't smash a bagel into one another's faces in the dugout. That's what I'm here to do. The coaches on the other team sent the umpire over to throw me out of the game.
You go.
Because I was wearing sweats.
Yeah.
In the first round of the 8-year-old All-Star Tournament.
No doubt. No doubt.
Coaches, worry about something that matters.
Right. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Yep.
What are you doing? So there's a little bit of that when I see the Minnesota coach. Body shorts. Hey, make a 3-pointer, okay? Worry about your guys actually making a basket as opposed to what's on Buddy's butt.
So it's delay game, and Kerr burns a timeout, and Buddy runs to the locker room and gets the correct shorts and puts them on. I don't know why there's another pair of shorts that are just floating around, and you know, the whole thing about he and Jimmy, and he blames Jimmy, and their lockers are next to each other. It just is, the whole thing is hilarious to me that a grown man, an NBA player, would go out there in the wrong uniform, and no one, you've got 15 coaches on the bench,
right.
I know you've got Jacob in the second row is your replay coach. Do you have a uniform coach? Does Steve Kerr need to hire somebody as the fashion assistant coach?
I mean, I'm in the end. I'm glad it happened because it's the most Buddy Hield thing ever, and it's perfect. It just fits into this bucket that has unfolded in the last week perfectly. He wore the wrong shorts,
and I cannot wait to hear Steve now talk about what his reaction was, because that's delay game, and now you got to call timeout minute into the game, and I'm sure a little part of him is like, oh, buddy. What? But the other part is you got to be mad because these timeouts, and Steve used them again just absolutely magically.
Precious cargo, though.
Absolutely, yeah. Especially when you're on the road and, you know, they're going on a run, timeout, and now you got to worry about burning your timeouts because the guy's got the wrong shorts on. Just, it's frustrating, but it's Buddy.
I don't even know how it's possible. How do we even have another pair of shorts that kind of sort of looks like what you're supposed to wear?
Right.
Why is that even there? Why was that even in his locker? I have so many questions.
Yeah, and a similar thing happened to me when I was coaching volleyball in the North Coast Section Finals. They came to me before the start and said, you have illegal uniforms. We've been wearing the uniforms all year. And I said, what? He said, the number on the front is too far from the shoulder seam.
Please tell me you looked at him and said, numbers are numbers, and numbers are numbers.
Well, you know how I run hot now.
Yeah.
Think about 24 years ago, okay, how hot your boy was running. So I immediately, you know, I'm carrying on and screaming and yelling, and, you know, we huddled up, and I said, these mother jumpers are trying to take it from us. And we went out and won the first set. We lost in four on the road, but it was a galvanizing moment.
Okay.
They tried to screw me, Mark.
But they let you wear the uniforms.
Well, yeah, but there was like a 1-point penalty.
Oh.
Automatically.
Say, it's like,
so now we're down 1-0.
Right.
Automatically.
It's not like you had another option sitting there in the bag.
Right, because the number was too far from the shoulder seat.
What are we doing here? Stupid. Let's go back to the phones. By the way, speaking of Chris Finch, the head coach of the Minnesota Timberwolves and Matt Steinmetz's friend since birth, he had some things to say today at shoot-around that you're probably going to want to hear, because it was, man, all in on the refs immediately from Chris Finch. We'll have that for you in a little bit. Let's go to Aaron in San Jose. Hi, Aaron. Thanks for calling.
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
I kind of wanted to call and give a little bit of a different take. It seems like everyone's kind of sugarcoating the situation, what happened last night. And I'm going to start off by saying I kind of paint myself more as a glass half empty type of guy. So it might come off a little negative, but I don't, without Steph, if we're being realistic, they have no chance of winning this series. I mean, there's literally everything that we do offensively runs through him. And yes, it was a gutty game yesterday. Some things happened yesterday that I don't see happening again the entire series. First off, Draymond starting off 4 of 6, Jimmy banking in threes, them shooting, what, 0 for 17 or whatever it was that they started on threes. None of those things are sustainable. And we had stretches and lulls in that game where we couldn't buy a bucket. I think the fourth quarter, probably in the first 6 minutes, we had 2 free throws and 1 bucket. The only reason the lead, I mean, well, it was 20 to start, and they brought it down to 9. They hit a couple timely buckets, but there's no way Minnesota can play that bad again. I mean, I just don't see how that can happen. It was kind of like a perfect storm yesterday, what happened as far as us getting the win. I think we'll be lucky to get one more without Steph.
Well,
but it seems like everyone seems to think, okay, go ahead, my bad.
Well, no, Aaron, what I was going to say is actually, like, I think you've got some real points here, but the one thing that you said was you don't think it's sustainable. And what I guess I'd ask you is, does it need to be sustainable? You're right. I don't think there's any sustainability to it. However, if the Warriors can do that one more time in the next week, it keeps them in it until maybe Steph comes back, you know?
I hear what you're saying, but again, not trying to be the glass half empty type of guy, but I don't think there's any chance Steph's playing in game 5. He's not going to get reevaluated till game 5. Which probably means he's probably not going to do any full-out running, and let alone sprinting. And I don't see them on Wednesday, game day, saying, okay, let's put him out there and see what he does.
Right, what about game six? What about game 6, Aaron? Because if they could do it one more time, they can get to game 6.
If they can do it one more time, I just don't see where the buckets are going to come from. Unless Jimmy goes throwback, and I know his name is Playoff Jimmy, and all the big hype about him. I don't think those runs to the finals in the East are nearly as impressive since Bron left the East. It was the bubble and all that went on with that. And it's not like he was just pouring in 35 points a night and just carrying. I mean, Bam was helping. Hero, there was other guys that were carrying the load. Buddy, there's as good a chance next game that he's going to shoot like he did in the first half. Actually, there's a better chance that he shoots like he did in the first half than what he did in the second half, which is Moses is nowhere to be found. He's almost unplayable. GP won't shoot the open three when it's there for him. Pods is hit or miss. You know, I just don't see where the points are going to come from. I mean, Draymond, 16 first half points. He'd be lucky to score 16 points in any game again the rest of this series. I mean, I love Draymond. I love what he does. He keeps us from being a soft team. He gives us that little edge. Sometimes he toes the line a little bit, but hey, that's Draymond. I just don't see how we're going to be able to score with these. I mean, there's a very good chance after the Wolves coach pretty much hung out to dry and basically said that you pretty much lost this game for us. he's probably going for 40 tomorrow. There's no way they're going to shoot, what was it, 15-17%, whatever it was they shot from three?
Yeah, Aaron, 17%.
Thanks, Aaron. I don't think
you're wrong about them playing better, but I also think that you look at Pods and Moody, and if they don't play better, Steph or no Steph, I don't think you advance out of the series. So I look at the way the Warriors played. Outside of Draymond, nobody offensively played that well either.
Yeah, I mean, Buddy eventually did.
Right, but he was terrible in the first half.
Yeah, he called out GP2. GP2 was 2 of 3 from beyond the arc last night. I know he doesn't shoot it a lot. He's not very good at shooting it out if it's not out of the corner. But here's what I'd say. It's not that Aaron doesn't have a lot of points. What Aaron is saying, though, to me, is painting with a very broad brush. And what we've learned in these NBA playoffs is that, quite frankly, nothing looks sustainable. Like, you have to be ready for surprise performances because they keep happening.
Yeah, Buddy Hield in Game 7.
Look at the Pacers' entire run. They've had miraculous victories. Boston loses Game 1 at home. Oklahoma City gaffs one away at home. All you're looking for the Warriors to do, if you say, boy, if you're leaning on Pods, you're in trouble. True. Could he do it once? Once.
Well, he did last series.
Exactly.
He did it once.
That's all you're really looking for. Could he come home on Saturday night and score 20? Could he? Sure.
Well, he did it in Game 4 in the previous series. So.
Could Moody? Could Kuminga? Could Buddy stay hot? Like, all of these guys, like, don't forget that this is how, like, the way Aaron sounds, that's how I felt when the Warriors went into Game 3 at home a week and a half ago, tied 1-1 with Houston, and Jimmy Butler not on the floor. We sat down for the game, and I'm like, you're probably not going to win this.
It's also how you felt going into Sunday in Game 7.
And so they went into Game 3, and I didn't think they'd win, and then they started playing, and I really didn't think they were going to win. And they went down by 13 points right away, and I'm like, yeah, they're going to take Steph out of the game, and I don't know offensively what they do. We're right back to the team that we were in January.
Right.
And then the second half happens, and they win by 9, and everything's hunky-dory.
There's different ways to win a game,
of course,
too, right?
And then Jimmy comes back, and you look worse with him in Game 4, even though you end up winning. So sustainability is not really what we're looking for here. You're looking for one pop.
Well, there's no such thing in a series as sustainability.
Correct.
Like, the Warriors don't go into Game 2 with momentum, and even if they had Steph Curry, you wouldn't go into Game 2 with momentum. And the whole thing about the zigzag theory, and we're seeing it a little bit right now with Boston up 11 against New York. Boston lost Game 1 at home, so the most likely result is they're going to win Game 2. And you mentioned it earlier, OKC by 1,000 tonight in their second game. OKC loses Game 1 at home, and there's a reason why they're favored by 10.5 or 11. It's because the expectation is that the team that lost at home is going to come back and put the hammer on. So Game 2 tomorrow in Minnesota, I believe the T-Wolves are favored by, I don't know if the number's out yet, but it's probably 10,
I think it's
I would
out,
bet.
And I think, yeah.
Guru, 10, 10
Guru,
and a half?
Guru said it was 10. Let me get a fully up-to-date deal here on tomorrow night's game.
And even if Steph was playing, the Warriors would still have been 7 or 7.5 point underdogs, I would guess, and it's because of that.
10.5.
So Minnesota, most likely, no matter who plays, Steph or anybody else, Minnesota comes out tomorrow and they play with their hair on fire because they understand the urgency of winning that game. And so you come back here in Game 3, Steph won't play in that game either. The role players play better at home, and we'll see what the Warriors can do. They might be up 2-0, but they've already won one game on the road. So I don't believe that just because you don't have Steph Curry, you can't win. You may have to go about it in a different way.
You of course do.
Pat Spencer, Kuminga, Post, Looney, Moody, Gee. I mean, you're going to have to like throw a lot of this at the wall and see what actually works.
No doubt. And I don't see any reason, to your point, this is how I'll say it. I don't see any reason at all to feel confident about tomorrow night's game. I don't see it, but it's sports.
Man.
Are y'all telling me you've never sat down to watch a game and been surprised before? And we see this in the NBA constantly. Constantly. Teams are without their best player, and you immediately go to an assumption that that means they're going to come out and they're going to look like crap. And they don't. Because even though they are less than, whoever's filling in for him is what? An NBA player.
Yeah, pro basketball player.
That's an
player,
NBA
yep.
player.
Yep.
And they're allowed to go out there and do a couple of things, structure it differently. So I'm with Aaron from the perspective of kind of what I said earlier. I'm all good with the word hope. I'm not good with the word expectation. I do not expect the Warriors to win the series, but I'm not without hope.
Right. I never expected them to win the series to begin with.
Well, we both picked them.
We did.
We both picked them.
But that's a prediction. And, you know, the expectation of it for me, like, I expect Oklahoma City to win that series. And
yes.
they may not, but that's one where you look at it, and it's the one seed, and they won 68 games. I would expect them to win that series. Warriors in Minnesota, one game separated them in the regular year, and Minnesota has home court. I think that they should. I mean, they could. I don't expect it. For me, when you get into expectation, that starts to be where you get disappointed if it doesn't happen.
Right.
And you and I both said, like, hey, if you get to the second round and you go deep 6 or 7 games, well, that's all we can really expect.
Well, you know who the litmus test is knockout champion and technical director Mark Grandy, who when you and I both said, if you get to round two and you get deep into round two, I'm not going to say, like, is it a bummer? Sure. But I'm not going to say, oh, that's a disappointment. You came up short because you didn't make the conference finals. But you, Grandy, said you'd be disappointed. And watch this. I'm going to make a prediction. Now that Steph Curry is going to miss at least 3 basketball games, that changed your mind. Fair?
It would make me feel a little different. I would still feel disappointed that they didn't make it to the conference finals, but it would be a little more understandable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, that's all. I think that this series now takes on a very, very different tone. But it doesn't mean that we now know what's going to happen. I mean, if these games tell us anything, we don't know what's going to happen. Not this year. Not this year.
Yeah.
We're still waiting for a home team to win a game.
Right.
In round two.
Yeah.
We're still waiting.
5-0, right? The road team.
5-0.
5-0.
5-0. Call my message phone.
Call my message phone.
Yeah. Boston's up by 5 in the second quarter. Okay. Maybe they'll be the one.
Maybe.
Maybe not.
Maybe OKC later. The FanDuel odds now, as far as the most likely, according to the odds makers, result is T-Wolves in 7. So.
Interesting.
Plus 290. That's the shortest price. So even the odds makers are telling you that they see the Warriors still winning at least 2 games.
2 more games.
And if Steph's not going to play until game 6, and the T-Wolves would thus win in 7, that means the Warriors would win 1 game without Steph, and then ostensibly they'd win game 6.
Don't even know if Steph's going to play in that game.
Exactly. Yeah. But the greater point is that the FanDuel odds makers are still telling you that the most likely result is T-Wolves in 7, which means the Warriors have a fighting chance in games 2 through 7.
No, of course they do.
Right.
Like, here's the other side to this. If you just go into a vacuum and think about the Warriors, either without Jimmy or without Steph, here's what I would tell you. I don't think they are a great team anymore. I don't think they're a great team. I also don't think they're a bad one. They're not a bad one. What they become when they lose either Steph or Jimmy, in my mind, they go from one of the top 5 or 6 teams in the NBA, and they fall down to a little bit more middle of the packish, 10 to 15 maybe,
yep,
in the NBA. And now you have a very small sample of basketball games, and you ask one of those middle of the road or middle of the road plus teams to go win a game. Like, y'all watch games?
Yeah.
That happens.
Utah beat both of these teams this year.
That happens. I would not predict a 4-game win streak for any of these teams against any of these teams at any point the rest of the way. And that's the only way. If you feel like Steph, and we don't know this, but if he's got a chance to at least be there by game 6, that's all you're asking for, really. You can hope for more, but all you super duper need is to not let Minnesota go on a 4-game win streak.
Right.
That would surprise me if they went on a 4-game win streak.
I'd be stunned.
Big time.
That'd be 2 wins here and then another win back there. Yeah. I don't think that's happening.
Steve Kerr's around the corner, but we do have time for you before he gets here. He's still 20 minutes away. We got a full board that we want to get to. So if you're on hold, stay right there. We're coming your way. Warrior Wednesday brought to you by Freedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Freedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. We're also sponsored by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water. This is Willard and Dibb.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Here comes Reed, stripped of the play by Spencer, who takes it up the floor to Butler. Jump stop by Butler, finds Buddy Hield, pump fake, dribble drive, skipped it over to Payton. Payton now waits, back to Buddy, right corner three, got it! A little chaos is good for the soul, and Golden State leads 72-53.
Bay Area, it's Pat Spencer. Catch my head coach, Steve Kerr, with Willard and Dibbs each and every week right here on 95.7 The Game.
All right, thanks, Pat. It was a huge day for people named Pat Spencer. Turns out, I have a very good high school buddy who now lives in Georgia. His name's Mike Spencer.
Oh, okay.
And he and his wife sent out congratulations to their son because he's a high school baseball player. He's an outfielder, and he made first team. Made first team for
nice.
The league.
All
so
right.
They sent out the Instagram photos of that, and they said, congrats. His first name is Patrick.
There you go.
Congrats, Patrick Spencer. I'm like, man. Patrick Spencer's are crushing it here on
Pat
a Tuesday.
Pat Spencer.
Bay Area, it's Pat Spencer.
Yeah, hi, Pat. Steve Kerr, 11 minutes away.
Love it.
Steve Kerr, 11 minutes away. Okay? But 888-957-957 is the number, and we're talking to you. Until then, how about Miguel in Fresno? Hi, Miguel. Thanks for the call. What's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Yeah. I'm glad I called right before Steve Kerr. I know we got to steal one game before Curry gets back. So is Steve Kerr cooking up something? Are we going to get a Pat Spencer game? Is it going to be Kuminga? What is it going to be, Jimmy takeover? How are we going to steal one game before Curry gets back? And what are we going to do to the Wolves? Can we soften them up by throwing bodies and defense at them so when Curry gets back, they're just tired?
I mean, here's how I look at it. Miguel, thanks. I don't really see it as some individual needs to go have a heater and you know, the Jimmy game or the Jonathan game or the Pat game. I don't see it necessarily like that. I think that some factors need to go your way. You've pointed this out a couple times. The Warriors are a great defensive team, and this injury will not change that. It will not change that, and you could easily argue that it would make it even better. Steph is not the center of the defense, even though he does play a lot better on defense than he did early in his career. But still, like the Warriors will still be a great defensive team. So can they keep one kind of low scoring and pull it out? Absolutely. On offense, can they play with fluidity and have some role players who don't necessarily go off, but like have a nice night? You know what I mean? Can you get those 15 and 17 points from those guys? Sure, that could happen. And then could somebody else go off? Could Pods do another 26 points? Could Buddy do another 33? It's possible, but I don't think it's like overly necessary. The Warriors are nowhere near as good as they were without Steph Curry, but they don't just suddenly denigrate into like a college team. Like they're just still a very capable basketball team to go win a game.
You've got two Hall of Famers remaining on your team. So for me anyway, it just makes me think about how you go about scoring and how you go about offense. Because with Steph out there, obviously you're going to look to get him as many shots as possible and the gravity that he brings and all the rest of it. But now, for me, and we can get into this with Steve Kerr here, and he won't get into too many details about the game plan, but it becomes much more of an inside-out offense with, you know, Jimmy Butler. You get Jimmy Butler involved in the post, and you let him pass out of it, and if you get a matchup that Jimmy Butler likes, he can go ahead and score. If not, you work the ball around. And I look at last night's game, and they won, and you won without Steph Curry, and that's awesome. But in totality, the Warriors did not play that great offensively.
No. Like, oh, no.
You had Jimmy 7 of 20, Buddy 7 of 19, Brandon 1 of 7, Moses 0 for 4. You shot 39% from the floor, and you won the basketball game by 11. So if I'm Steve Kerr, I look at so many things about last night that are not positive, but the takeaway is you won the game anyway. The defense was extraordinary. Offensively, you didn't have a lot of great contributors. I mean, Buddy and Jimmy both scored, but Jimmy needed 20 shots to get 20 points. That's not efficient. Buddy needed 19 shots to get 24 points. That's not efficient. So if you get some contributions from Pods and Moses and Quentin, if he's in there, and the other ancillary pieces, I do think that you can still get to 100 points and you can be effective without Steph.
Yeah, I mean, Draymond was probably, I mean, if you want to talk efficiency, he might have been one of the more efficient scorers, even though I know that he missed his last five from three-point range. I think he was 4 for 5 at one point, but he did score 18. We can't forget about those contributions. All right, Paul is next and either is or was on 280. Hi, Paul. Thanks for calling.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Thanks.
Thanks.
You ever notice, I think Buddy has a on-court superstition. You ever notice there's a dead ball or players are lining up for a free throw? The referee's holding the ball. Buddy will go up, hold the ball, not just touch the ball, but with two hands, kind of twist the ball and go back to where he was. In fact, over the weekend, there was a dead ball timeout. The refs were at the scorer's table looking at the monitor for a coach's challenge. Out of nowhere, Buddy walks up and does his little superstition, and the refs looks at him like, okay, I got you. Anyway, if Buddy can keep doing that, let's rock and roll. Go Warriors. That's
okay.
All I got, guys.
Yeah, thanks, yeah. Paul. Buddy Hield, you know, we always hear about the Warriors playing with joy. Buddy Hield, that's one of the ways he fits right in. And Steve has talked to us about this. Buddy Hield puts up more shots, apparently, in practice than any player that they have ever seen in their entire lives. Like, he just loves to shoot the basketball. He loves to have the ball in his hands. He loves to hit a three-point shot. And so in this moment, with where the Warriors find themselves, that's a great thing, because you heard Jimmy say that in his press conference. Like, one of the things that's going to really matter now is that everybody who's on the court has got to be willing, no fear, to score the basketball. Everybody on the court. If it's open, fire with confidence, even those of you, Moses, and others who are struggling right now.
Yeah, if you're going to play and there's a shot that's created, it must be taken. That's the old Don Nelson, the old Nelly-ism, and it's even more, I think, appropriate now to say that, and you're right with Steph out, because if you have Steph on the court and you have a shot that's open with 12 on the shot clock, maybe it's not the best shot because you might be able to work it around and get it to the best shooter that's ever played basketball. But if Steph is out, yeah, if you're open, let it fly. And that's where I look at Draymond last night. And you mentioned he missed his last 5 threes. But even at that, he shot 10 threes on the game. He's only done that 3 other times in his career. One of those times was actually this year where he shot 14 threes in a game. So if Draymond Green is a guy who is going to have to step up offensively, and I think that he is, he's not going to shy away from it.
No, absolutely not. The Warriors were overall, they were efficient from three-point range last night. Shot almost 43%. They shot over 40% from three. You take that every single time. Obviously, Buddy Hield, who was the one who kind of drove that, going 5 for 8. But GP was 2 of 3. Steph was 3 of 6 before he left. So they had plenty going on from the three-point line. Certainly more than their counterparts did. Holy hell.
Yep.
Minnesota ended up at 17%.
5 of 29.
For the game last night.
And they missed their first 16 from three.
Yeah. And 5 of 29 somehow blends in with what they did in the final game against the Lakers, which they won. They are 12 for their last 76 from beyond the arc. And they're a good three-point shooting team.
Top 5 in percentage.
It's bizarre. It's bizarre. All right, Steve's going to be here in a few minutes. Let's go to Trevor in Rohnert Park. Hi, Trevor. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys? Few points I want to make. I thought that the Rockets series was actually a little bit more difficult of a series than this was going to be. I just thought there was more high energy there, and I thought the Warriors were cooked in Game 7. So I'm done doubting anything they might do. But I think with the defense that they put down on Game 1, if they keep that going, it will be a collective effort. It's not going to be one guy going off, although it would be nice if it did. But Buddy doesn't need to go for 25. He can go for 15, and then maybe Pajimski and maybe Moody finds his shot and Buddy does his thing. I don't count the Warriors out of this at all. I just don't see it the same way that a lot of other people do. I'm actually excited to see Game 2. If they lose, they lose. But I would love to see what this looks like without Steph Curry, actually. I'm kind of intrigued to see if some of these guys seize the moment, step up, take the opportunity to go out there and play hard. I think that's going to happen. I don't know if they're going to win. They probably won't. But, I mean, they're not. They're certainly not out of this series by any means. And so I think that everybody needs to just kind of pump the brakes and wait and see. It's not all doom and gloom. Curry will be back in this series in Game 6 or Game 7. I'm guessing if the Game 6 is an elimination game, he'll be back. And if not, maybe they do hold him out till Game 7. But I think this team is a lot better than people are giving them credit for. Yeah, they're streaky. We've been saying that all year. But if people peak at the right time and start doing the right things, anything can happen. Anything can happen, and the defense can hold this game close. As long as they're playing tight D like they've been doing, the game will be close. And that gives them the opportunity. That gives them the chance.
Yeah, so. I don't disagree with anything that you're saying at all. Trevor, really appreciate it. And I'll throw this in. You might not like this, but this is how I feel with regard to just specifically tomorrow night, not the whole series, but just specifically tomorrow night. I find tomorrow night to be set up to be the most relaxing fan experience game of the playoffs yet.
Yeah, elaborate, because I'm with you.
Okay, tomorrow night, you just get to root for the good, and if you don't get it, it's okay.
Right.
That's it. That's it. The only other game that sort of felt like that was when Jimmy Butler was out for Game 3, but that was a home game in a 1-1 series tie. And so that felt to me a much more dramatic and stressful. This one tomorrow, man, if you can get it, wow. Wow, if you can get it, you're in great shape. And if you don't get it, well, then you still got your split, and you come on home, and you see if you can regain the series advantage. I think tomorrow night is set up for the fans to just kind of like skew positive. Just take the good, because this is a very, very hard assignment now without their best player.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.